Oh, this would be Drysdale Vignette, new plants for next year, number 2, coming up in 3, 2, 1. Perhaps it's too early for you to think about next year's garden, but that's what I have for you again today. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with the new clematis. 3, 2, 1. New large flowering clematis vines are certainly not unusual, as new cultivars are introduced by a number of growers and hybridizers every year. For this year, there's an unusual sport or variation from the most common Jackmani species. It's called tie-dye clematis. The same violet-purple flowers are present, but they all have a white marbling throughout the petals, all of the petals. Like its namesake, it's a vigorous grower and profuse flower bearer. No doubt it'll be popular. Since I talked about a new hydrangea in the last broadcast, and I mentioned that there were at least 4 other new ones coming to the market, I thought I'd make mention here of one of those. It's Hydrangea macrophylla called Gilded Gold. That should be hardy to Zone 5, meaning Ottawa and Montreal. Even when it's not in flower, its variegated leaves have a green center surrounded by a golden edge that gives a nice but not overwhelming contrast. It produces dainty blue and white lace cap flowers on a 90 to 120 centimeter or 3 to 4 foot plant, in both height and width, by the way. This one prefers partial shade or just morning sun with moist, well-drained soil and is generally a carefree maintenance plant. Yet another new hydrangea is one called Double Delight Expression. Double Delight Expression hydrangea. It's a reblooming plant with double pink to blue mophead flowers. The developer says deheading encourages reblooming. It blooms from June until August and it's also hardy to Zone 5. I'm Art Drysdale.